This is CliffCentral.com.
The Money Magnet Seminar with successful multi-millionaire Chad Ingle is coming to Joburg.
So that Chad can continue being a multi-millionaire with your help.
Learn Chad's Money Magnet secrets to attract wealth.
Secrets like attracting money with pricey seminar tickets and a six-book series.
It's difficult to trust nowadays. At Coronation, we believe that without honesty, there can be no trust. That's why when it comes to investing your money, we take everything into account. The seen and unseen. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation or visit our website for more information. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.
I do want to address our Let's Be Honest, because we've already got some ideas coming in from people who are tired of being lied to in their speech. Now, you know, we were talking about this Coronation campaign, which is on at the airport. I saw it the other day when I got back from Durban. It's really cool. It's about the unseen and the seen. So they show you part of what's going on, but actually, when they zoom out, you see beyond the frame of the picture that people put on Instagram, and you see how they're trying to portray a world that doesn't really exist. They're trying to make themselves look much more exciting and much more happy and much more profound than they actually are. So I think it's important, if you're going to talk about trust, to use the right language. And I said to them the other day, let's talk about how we use words, what kinds of words we use, how we talk to each other, what we really mean instead of just what we say out of habit. And Sia uses a lot of these terms from time to time, but so do I. I mean, I'm guilty of just as anyone else.
The speech has made me realize that I need to dust up my language.
You've got to tidy up your language a little bit like you tidy up your room.
Yes.
Or your face.
So it's time to hashtag Let's Be Honest. And today we're talking about the battle of the sexes. And of course, men and women speak different languages. We know this.
Actually, Pumi very similarly to what we were discussing earlier.
Pumi was just saying that she knows the name of her hairdresser. She talks to them. They talk to her. It's a whole conversation. Men go in, sit down, get the haircut and leave. And maybe they figure out the name of their barber or maybe they don't. You know?
Years ago when I was still reading, like, you know, the developmental stages books of kids, I was astounded to find out that three-year-old girls know at least 500 more words than three-year-old boys.
Really?
Imagine that.
I'm actually not surprised. And I think it only increases after that age.
Well, how do you expect there to, how do you not expect there to be a breakdown in language then? Just like
all right,
this.
But then women expect.
Girls are so much better than boys.
Oh. They are. And they're also better at communicating. And your son is never going to, I mean, look, he's got a different sort of situation because his mom actually explains things to him. But most girls never explain stuff to boys. Like when women say, I'm fine or it's fine, they don't mean it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't take you at your word. That means I'm furious and I'm not prepared to discuss it anymore, right?
You're supposed to, it's beyond the picture, right? It's about when it's about the tone in which the fine is said.
Okay, explain the different tones.
So sometimes it's a fine, which is a little bit cool and calm, just leave me alone. That's what that fine means. It means leave me alone. But if there's a little bit of furious anger in the I'm fine, it means you better ask me what's wrong. Better ask me what's wrong. And if you don't know what's wrong, you are in a lot of trouble.
But then let's take it a step further.
Hold on. Just see how this is just completely illogical. This is why
makes
men don't
no know. Sense.
So hold on. Women, you expect us, first of all, we've got to be reading the tone, not your words. So your words are deceitful. Your tone is what we've got to read. Second of all, you expect us to know what's wrong, but you want us to ask what's wrong. Do you see how weird this is?
Absolutely not.
Bizarre.
How about leave me alone? Like, should I leave you alone? Should I give you attention? We never know.
These are all of the things that are important in interpersonal relationships. Kind of like finding out the name of the guy that's going to cut your hair or face, right? It's the same kind of thing. If you are in a relationship with the person, surely you get to know that person and you get to know their tones and their body language. And also you get to know when they're unhappy, and what it is. And sometimes you are the cause of the fine.
Ooh. But Pumi, is it too much to ask that you would just say what you mean?
Is like, it too much to ask for you to pay attention?
No. But yes, it is. Because,
it is.
Because you, let's at least have congruent words and feelings.
Because then you take it a step further. I ask you, what's wrong? Then you say, nothing.
Yes, exactly.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
It means, if I have to explain it to you, you're not ready to solve this problem. That's what it means.
But
if I still have to explain it to you, you're not ready.
No, you see, I don't like this. This drives me insane when I'm in relationships, and that's why I'm single at the moment. I don't want to have to read between the lines. Why must I be a sangoma while I'm trying to just figure out my day?
Yeah.
Hey, she says, what do you think of this dress? I go, that's beautiful. Really? Yes, it's beautiful. We're leaving in 10 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm already moving on to the next thing. She's like, no, you didn't say.
Yeah, you need a little bit more than
you didn't immediately say it. Or maybe you said it, you took too long to say it. Or you said it in a certain tone. Or would you prefer this dress? Is that what you're saying? No, I said it's beautiful. I mean,
is it beautiful on its own or it's beautiful on me? Is it? Like, come on, guys.
That's so confusing.
You need words. You just use your words.
So, how about this one? When you really want to do something and then you ask her and she says, okay, go ahead. That means don't go ahead, right?
Again, I'm going to say this slowly.
Because so that we really today, get it. Okay.
Today you're on a different tip. Today you're just, y'all just ain't getting it. So I'm going to say this slowly for you.
Mm-hmm.
It actually means if you have to ask me, it means you're already doubting if this is something that you should be doing.
So in other
words, if you go ahead and do it, just know that you're going to suffer the consequences of nothing is wrong.
Exactly. When you make a mistake and then she says it's okay, she actually means I'm going to think about how long and hard this problem is going to exist in my head so I can make you pay for your mistake.
With older manipulative sisters, I know this all too well.
Yeah,
I can almost see the cogs churning in their heads when they go, okay, all right then. Mm-hmm. It's like, what am I going to do? How will I get back at him? How will I make him learn this lesson again? Whereas opposed to if we just had an honest conversation, I could learn what I did wrong. I could learn what you like and we can move on
now,
in minutes.
I love just being on time. It's a simple thing, but it means I have mastered the universe in some small way. Right? Just being on time.
Mastered the universe.
Because if I say to Sia, I'm going to meet him at the shop at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to be there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Knowing me, I'll probably be there 2 minutes to five. But if you ask women, and generally, and I'm not saying all women, obviously, but generally, are you ready yet? Answer is, I'll be ready in a second.
Yes.
Never. It's never a second. It's never. It's minutes and then even hours.
I'll be done in a minute.
Yeah. And you're just watching that clock going, I'm pretty sure we said we'd be there at five.
And you don't help the situation by just like not responding correctly when a person asks you how they look in their outfit.
No.
You're also not helping the situation.
You see, I do this though as well. And then don't put pressure on me when I know we're late and I'm getting ready and I've said to you 5 minutes. In my head, I know it's at least 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't ask, are you nearly done yet? No, not just.
Every time you ask me that, I add 5 minutes.
Yes.
Let's be honest. And when someone says, this goes for girls more than guys, when they say we need to talk, that means I need to talk and you need to listen. Right, Pumi?
It means we're going to have a difficult conversation.
Man.
It means we're going to have a difficult conversation. You may find it hard to find words.
Ooh.
So, all right, men are also guilty of this because men don't always say what they mean. Sometimes when a guy says, I'm not ready to commit to a relationship, what he really means is, I don't want a relationship with you. Right?
But that's a tough pill to swallow, but
Pumi justified the position for women. I'll try to justify the position for men because we don't want to hurt anyone when we say that. That's not comes from a good place.
I don't buy that.
It would be, I think, more devastating to hear someone say, actually, I don't want to be in a relationship with you.
No. No, guys. And this is where the ambiguity of the words we use, right? It's mm-hmm. always based on the, I'm not sure if this person's got what it takes to, like, deal with what I have to say right now. So let me couch it for them in a way that I think will be acceptable to them. But all you do is you just draw it out, y'all. You just draw it out.
Yeah, I think that's a problem. And then just finally, because we talked so much about getting ready and being on time and all the rest of it, when a guy says to you, you look fine, in that tone, you look fine, means, can we go now?
Can I flip it over again? So, Spumi, what does that do to you when you hear that?
You can
tell it's very, like, half effort.
And you see, here's the thing, because women spend the time in kind of analyzing both what is said and how it is said. Then you know, you're just like...
That warrants another 15 minutes of you going back to reassess your outfit. See?
Now I have to go and change because obviously I don't look fine. You've got a problem.
Let's just all be honest. We'll save everyone's time and energy.
Right. This is the second last of our Let's Be Honest series of conversations with Coronation, which is an authorized financial services provider. You've probably heard of them. Coronation is all about how trust is earned and trust is built one word at a time. So... let's just be honest. Thank you for all the messages this week. It's clearly a hot topic. You can read some of the comments on my Facebook page. There are nearly 200 comments up there already from people about how we just don't understand each other's language. And there are still a whole lot more that can be added in there. If you want to go and add your thoughts, you can. That's the Gareth Cliff pages on Facebook. You can also send us messages on 079-748-2090. We'll be back with Let's Be Honest and the wrap-up tomorrow.
Start your day with New Healthfields Organic Vegan Muesli.
Well, at least two of the seven ingredients are organic.
Healthfields Organic Vegan Muesli gives you the boost you need to rise above your challenging day.
That would be the massive energy spike from the sugar disguised as modified cornstarch.
It's difficult to trust nowadays. At Coronation, we believe that without honesty, there can be no trust. That's why when it comes to investing your money, we take everything into account, the seen and unseen. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation or visit our website for more information. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.
This is CliffCentral.com.